One of the things that the late Dr. R.C. Sproul and I have in common is our love for ice cream. I can't recall when I had this love enter into my heart, but it's been with me as long as I can remember. And I have always sought opportunities to consume ice cream in its various forms. When I was very young, my father would always have these special bonbons. These are vanilla ice cream coated in chocolate. And they came in just this little container. There were probably 20, 25 in a little container. And my mom told me that they were off limits. I could not eat them. They were my dad's. However, there would be a very rare occasion when my mom would allow me to sneak one or two little bonbons to satisfy her young child and to enable him in his continued love for ice cream. These bonbons were to me choice, delicious morsels. You can pick your morsels of meat, perhaps a nice medium or medium well piece of steak. They're delicious. You eat them, they go down, and you cannot consider anything better when it comes to this food. Well, what we're going to talk about in this new 11-part series is gossip. What exactly is gossip? Well, the Proverbs 18:8 and 26:22, the Proverbs says that the words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. The words of the whisperer are like those bonbons. They're like that nice piece of steak or chip with hummus. Whatever it is that you really enjoy, delicious small pieces of foods. That's the words of gossip. They go down. They enter into the inner parts of the body or the inner parts of the soul. And they lodge into the soul. These choice words that are off limits for the hearer and for the speaker. So what exactly is gossip? Ken Sandy, he is the founder of Peacemaking Ministries. He says that gossip is involving someone who is not part of the solution. Getting someone involved that has no right to be involved because they're not part of the solution to whatever problem has arisen because of the gossip. J.I. Packer, in his book, Respectable Sins, says that it is spreading of unfavorable information about someone else, even if that information is true. A lot of times we think that gossip has to only be false words. No, it's unfavorable words, even if true, about someone. Well, we're going to follow Matthew Mitchell in his definition. We're going to be going through this book, Resisting Gossip. And if you're part of our church, we do have a couple on the book table that we sell at cost that you can buy. And there's a lot more to this book than what I'm going to offer in this 11-part series. So I recommend the book. And he offers a lot of great illustrations to clarify and to convince us of what gossip is and how to avoid it, how to get out from under it. His definition is bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. Bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. So in this lesson and in the next lesson, we're going to look at that three-part definition. Today, we're just looking at the first part, bearing bad news. So there are three kinds of bad news. We're talking about bad words. We're talking about information that is negative, that is unfavorable, not positive. And we're talking about words. We're talking about sharing words. We're talking about communicating stories, transmitting stories, sharing information. And these words can be excessive words. The gossip is one who is talking too much. The gossip is one who is sharing information that he should not be sharing. This is sharing someone's secret. Proverbs 20:19 says that whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. The gossip says that it's his place to tell the story. Oftentimes we hear, thankfully, of people who know information. They say, really, it's not my secret to tell. So if you want to know about it, you can ask that person. But the gossip says, it is my place to tell. I'm the one who gets to tell the story. I'm the one who gets to share this information, this newfound information. And these bad words can be spoken by the gossip or can be listened to. So Proverbs 17:4 says, an evildoer listens to wicked lips, and a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. So gossip isn't only about the one who is speaking, but also the one who is hearing the words. If you listen to wicked lips, the lips of a whisperer, the lips of a mischievous tongue, if you listen favorably, with delight, with curiosity, that's a description of an evildoer. So the gossip can be the speaker and the listener. And there are different modes of gossip. Gossip could be communicated by word of mouth. Can be communicated by text message, email. Can be communicated on social media, online. It's just because it's so easy to click the share button or click the send button on the email doesn't mean that it's not gossip. And someone who is going to, say, publish a blog post clicks publish and out goes his words. These are different kinds of modes of gossip. So we're not talking just about the words that come out of your mouth that one person hears. We're talking about all kinds of communication and its various modes. So there are three types of bad news. So we're still under this bad news, bad words part of the definition. And one kind of bad news is simply bad information. This is negative information, unfavorable communication. This could be a flat out false. And so you have gossip plus maybe a willful desire to spread this gossip, and then you're becoming slanderous. The information could just be negative. And there's my first year of teaching. This was, I guess, 15, 16 years ago. First year teaching, I learned this lesson pretty quickly. In the early part of the school day, there was a fight that broke out. I think it was between two girls, not uncommon on the school grounds. There was this fight, and I happened to be the teacher around, and what did I do? I tried to break up the fight. I got in between them and tried to spread them out, and did break out the fight, thankfully. But as the day went on, there was miscommunication. There was bad information that was being spread about me. Well, by the end of the day, the rumor was that when I had broken up this fight, I had gotten stabbed. Well, what really happened, thankfully, was I did not get stabbed. But one of the girls scratched me because she was trying to scratch the other girl. So I got scratched. It wasn't a big deal at all. But people like to spin a tale. And towards the end of the day, I was stabbed. It was a wonder that I was still able to teach the latter periods of the day while being stabbed. But anyways, that's the kind of bad information. It could just be unverified. It could be hearsay. It could be rumor. It could just be negative information that is communicated. It could be bad news about someone. Now, this could be true information, but shameful information. So we're talking about bad news about someone. This could just be a bad report. I think of Noah and his son, Ham. Ham was the one who told his brothers that their father was naked in a tent, drunk. This was true information. He was naked, and he was drunk. And it was shameful. Thankfully, Shem and Japheth didn't think it important to... They cared more about their father and covered him than Ham did by humorously or exposing his dad. And this is going to sound earth-shattering to some of you. But just because you learn of something negative that someone did does not mean you have to go about sharing it with other people. It's unthinkable, I know. Because our tendency is once you find out information, you have to figure out who to tell it to. I just learned this. Now I got to throw it up on Facebook. I got to now call my mom. I got to go tell my friend this new information I just found out. Most likely you don't have to tell them that information. So it's bad information. Could be bad news about someone. Or bad news for someone. Neither false nor true. But this is a projection of something bad happening to someone. We have an example of this in Psalm 41. This is a Psalm of David. And in verses 5 through 8, we read, "My enemies say of me in malice, 'When will he die and his name perish?' And when one comes to me, when one comes to see me, he utters empty words while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say, 'A deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies.'" So these words from David's enemies are empty words. And these are words of their own imagination. Imagination of what is worst for him. They are projecting a really awful future for David. And they're doing this projection out of malice, out of a bad heart. So we have different examples of this in our day. Without any real foundation, someone might say of another person, "Yeah, they're going to lose that. They're going to lose their home," or "She's going to leave her husband." And now the person who hears it is wondering what's going on between her and her husband. What's going on with him and his job? These are kinds of bad information, bad news, bad words. It's just negative information. It's negative information about someone or negative information for someone, a projection of what their life will be like. Next time, we'll look at the two other parts of what gossip is, bearing bad news behind someone's back and then out of a bad heart. Talk to you later.